USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden is on his way to London with the First Lady ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II on Monday. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports that the event itself will include all types of unprecedented logistics.
The security for Queen Elizabeth's funeral will be the most expensive single-day operation in UK history. The price tag to protect Monday's event is more than $7.5 million and is the largest policing operation the UK police have ever undertaken. London is combining the efforts of the British MI5 and MI6, Secret Service, Global Intelligence Bureaus, and local officers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Knowing that people have been waiting all the day and all of the night for a chance to thaw past the coffin of Queen Elizabeth, King Charles and Prince William decided to pay a visit to those in line, thanking them for their patience. The new Prince of Wales even joking with some in the crowd. Attorneys for Nicholas Cruz, the gunman in the Parkland, Florida school shooting, asked the judge to recuse herself from the case after she scolded them when they abruptly rested their case after calling a fraction of their witnesses. The Broward County Public Defender's Office said in their motion that Judge Elizabeth Shearer held long-standing animosity toward lead defense lawyer Melissa McNeil. Prosecutors said in a response that Shearer has been respectful to both sides. The sudden announcement by McNeil to rest led to a heated exchange between her and Shearer, the judge calling the decision without warning to her or the prosecution, quote, the most uncalled for, unprofessional way to try a case. Puerto Rico's in preparation mode as Fiona gets ready to make landfall. There's a hurricane warning on the island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's just begun to relocate migrants across the border to Democratic-led areas. This week, the Republican chartered two flights carrying migrants believed to be from Venezuela from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. He says the migrants were given information and they volunteered.
The folks that are contracted, not only do the they give them a release form to sign, they actually give them a packet, and in that packet included a map of Martha's Vineyard. So it was obvious that that's where they were going.
Rachel Self, a Boston immigration lawyer, was on the Cape Friday. She says the migrants were duped.
They were told there was a surprise present for them, and that there would be jobs and housing awaiting for them when they arrived. This was obviously a sadistic lie.
Self added that the migrants were given what she called a cartoonishly simple map of the U.S. and Martha's Vineyard. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, a fellow Republican, says the group of migrants was being offered housing and support services at Joint Base Cape Cod, emphasizing that the move was voluntary. Republican leaders in the Arizona legislature say they will not try to defend a law it recently passed that would limit up-close filming of police. A federal judge blocked the law from taking effect next week on First Amendment grounds. The new law was challenged by news media organizations and the ACLU. The bill's sponsor, State Representative John Kavanaugh, said he has not been able to find an outside group to defend the law. The groups fighting it now want the law permanently blocked. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.